Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is Monday, September 26th, 2011. On this week's Tech Talk, Rick Harmon will be demonstrating the online file backup service Carbonite. Rick will tell you what Carbonite does, how it works, and what you can and cannot back up with the online service. Rick will demonstrate all the various aspects of Carbonite, including backing up files, restoring files, and showing you how to get information on your backup, as well as showing you how to, quote, freeze, end quote, a backup, and how to pause Carbonite when you need your system's full resources. Rick will also let everyone know the differences between the home and the business versions of Carbonite. Afterward, Rick will take questions from our live virtual audience. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will present Rick Harmon's presentation. I may have messed up. Can we do Chase first, please? Chase, can you copy us?
Tech Update, a technology news segment heard on ACB Radio's main menu and Accessible World's Tech Talk. Hello, Main Menu and Tech Talk. This is Chase Crispin with the Tech Update for the week of September 19th, 2011. I would first like to mention that JAWS 13 that I mentioned last week has been released in public beta form. This is JAWS 13, public beta 1. Anyone can get it. If you have a JAWS current SMA, it will run in full mode. If not, it will run in demo mode. To learn more about JAWS version 13, beta 1, or to download it today, you can visit freedomscientific.com. GW Micro has made available some new plans for their SMAs. If you or the agency that purchases SMAs for WindowEyes for you has trouble affording the every three upgrade SMA cost, you can check out new two upgrade SMAs or time-based SMAs that'll give you all the upgrades that come out within that time frame. You can buy a two-year SMA and then purchase an additional year. If your SMA expires and you have to buy a new one after the SMA expires, you'll have to start over at 2 years. If you would like to learn about these new options for WindowEyes SMAs, you can visit gwmicro.com, or to order an SMA, either the 3CAT one or one of the new SMAs, you can email sales@gwmicro.com. Remember that if you're going to purchase a new SMA, you must be running the latest release of WindowEyes. The third item for Tech Update this week relates to the Quitter client, probably the most popular Twitter client for visually impaired users that works with almost all screen readers and Sappy 5 voices. As you know, the Quitter client supports Celona for CAPTCHAs, Twitter, Bing for searching, Google Voice, and a stopwatch. It looks like the Quitter client has met the end of its development, as Christopher Toth, known as Q, tweeting as @MongusQ on Twitter, announced that coding has been stopped for Quitter. We can hope that Quitter development will resume at some point in the future. However, for now, it looks as if Quitter 5, Beta 5, is going to be the last version of the client. To learn more about Quitter, you can visit quitter-client.net, or to voice your opinion on this, you can email q@quitterclient.net. This is all I have for this very brief tech update, so this will conclude the tech update for Main Menu and Tech Talk for the week of September 19th, 2011. I'm Chase Crispin, and if you have anything you would like to make sure gets included in Tech Update, whether it be assistive technology news or mainstream technology news, feel free to send it to me with the information provided at the end of every Tech Update. Thank you for listening to this week's Tech Update. If you have any comments or anything you would like to see added to next week's Tech Update, please call 206-337-4383 or email chase@acbradio.org. Be sure to listen in to next week's Main Menu and Tech Talk.
Okay, and now Marsha will be preparing our Rick Harmon presentation. What I understand JAWS 13 has is an OCR program which will let you read labels that aren't tagged right. You know, you always see button sometimes. Well, JAWS will pick it up, and I hope that's the case. And we're trying to get someone from Freedom Scientific to talk about the new upgrade. Jaws 13. So we're working on that. We'll do our best. Now, next week, while March is preparing here, next week we have Tim Emmons, who will be discussing the accessible Kindle 3. He says it's totally accessible, and he's going to show us. So this will be great if he can, because, you know, Kindle 3, Kindle allows you to purchase books right online and bring them down. It's a very little device, and it already has voiceover and things of this nature. But I used to hear that it took a sighted person to set it up for you, and then if you didn't move it around too much, hit the wrong key or whatever, you're okay.
Good evening. My name is Rick Harmon, and this evening here on Tech Talk, I'll be talking about the file backup service called Carbonite. First, I'm going to start off telling you a little bit about the service, what it can do, what it doesn't do. And then after that, we'll start demonstrating the product here over on my XP machine. I'll show you how to tell what Carbonite is backing up through the Information Center. I will show you how to tell Carbonite how to back something up that it doesn't normally back up, or what not to back up if you don't want certain things to be backed up. I will show you how to get into properties to determine if something is being backed up on a file or a folder. Then, after that, we'll do some restoring with Carbonite to show you how that process works. And then finally, we'll take questions from the audience. So, what is Carbonite? Carbonite can be purchased from www.carbonite.com. As I said, it's a file backup service to back up your files to online storage. So in case there's a catastrophe in your home, your computers are destroyed, you will have an online backup that you can restore and get all of your files back. The service is $59.95 a year. You can get discounts for multi-year purchases. And there are also two types of the service. The $59.95 a year is the home service, and it allows you to back up as many files as you want on the internal drives of your computer. What it doesn't do is it will not back up external drives files at all. So if you're wanting to back up a bunch of files off of an external drive, Carbonite is not going to be the service that you're going to want. If you're a small business, you can get Carbonite Pro. Carbonite Pro is much more expensive than Carbonite Home is, however. Basically, 250 gigs will run you $299 a year. 500 gigs will run you $599 a year. You can purchase additional amounts of backup by the gig. So as you can tell, that costs a lot more, but what it will do that the home version will not do is back up files from external drives. So if that's critical to you and you're more than a home user here tonight, then you might want to consider that. There are also smaller backup amounts than the 250 or 500 gig that are lesser amounts per year. And you can get that information from the Carbonite website. Okay, how do you get started with Carbonite? Well, you go to the Carbonite site, and from there you can get a 15-day free trial. Give it your email address and password. Fill out a little bit more information, and you'll download a Carbonite installer program to your computer that will start running. And this process will automatically start backing up your computer. A couple of things about the Carbonite service. First of all, if you do nothing, it only backs up files from the C drive. It has a certain set of files that it wants to back up automatically, things like email, favorites, documents, things like that. What it does is it looks at the C drive, goes to the users, and basically backs up all the information that it can from each user. What Carbonite does not do is it does not back up programs. It does not back up Windows. It is just simply a data backup service. It's not something that will clone your hard drive up onto their servers. So keep that in mind. You'll need your programs if you have to reinstall your system, but your data will be safe up on Carbonite. Okay, some of the things you might want to do, and we'll show these later in demonstration, is you might want to tell it to back up some different things like other drives if you have more than just the C drive in your computer, or you want certain types of files backed up. Carbonite will not back up files larger than 4 gigabytes automatically. It will not back up video recording files automatically. It won't back up archive files like zips and RARs and things like that automatically. But it's an easy process to tell it how to do these things. So, with all of that being said, let's go over to the XP computer, and I will show you Carbonite in action. Okay, I'm now over on my XP computer where I have Carbonite installed, and we'll start giving you a demonstration of the product. First, I'm going to talk about the Carbonite Information Center. This is the heart of Carbonite, and this allows you to get various pieces of information about what Carbonite is doing and also how you can control Carbonite. I'm using JAWS here, so we'll do an insert F11.
Select a system tray icon dialog, list box, JAWS for Windows, Super Anti-Spyware FAT Carbonite Backup last updated 9 minutes ago.
Alright, and we've arrowed down to where it says Carbonite. Here it gives you a status. It says my backup was last updated 9 minutes ago. And it'll tell you various things here. It'll say that either the backup is in progress, the backup is pending, Carbonite is searching for files, if it's been backed up, the last time it was backed up, and so on. If we go into here, I'll hit enter.
Enter. Context menu. Info center. ...
We have our context menu. It gives us different things we can do with Carbonite. The first one is I can get into the information center.
Freeze your backup. F.
Here I can freeze my backup. What this means is if I hit enter on this, Carbonite will warn me that my backup will all be frozen, which means it can't be updated. And I'm not exactly sure why you would do this. I would assume most people would just want to keep, you know, backing their system up all the time. But I guess if you got a backup in place and you wanted to freeze it and didn't want any changes made to it whatsoever, that would be the way to do it.
Low priority L.
You can tell Carbonite here to use low priority. Normally, Carbonite monitors the system as you're using it, and it will back off as necessary in order to not slow your system down very much. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing, because sometimes Carbonite gets pretty slow in its upload process, I've noticed here. And I've also noticed sometimes Carbonite will not listen to this low priority request. I've seen that happen too, so just be aware of that. But what you would do here is just hit enter on this and it would check it. And what it does is it makes Carbonite back up slower, so it's not taking over your system so much, you know, if you're trying to do something important and you still want Carbonite to work.
Pause for submenu P.
We can also pause Carbonite if you're doing something important and you don't want Carbonite running at all, just sitting there minding its own business waiting for you to tell it to work again.
10 minutes, 1.
We can go into the submenu, you get 10 minutes.
30 minutes, 3.
30 minutes.
1 hour, 1.
1 hour.
4 hours, 4.
4 hours.
8 hours, 8.
8 hours.
24 hours, 2.
24 hours.
10 minutes, 1. Pause for submenu P.
And that can come in handy again if you're trying to do something important and you don't want Carbonite taking any of the bandwidth for your uploading and downloading at all.
Disable Carbonite D.
Or you can disable Carbonite totally and it won't do anything.
Info center dot dot dot. I.
All right, let's go into the info center.
Enter. Leaving menus. Carbonite info center. One frame and five links. Carbonite GB right parent.
Okay. Be advised, I've noticed on JAWS sometimes the Carbonite information center will hang both itself and JAWS. Doesn't happen all the time. And on this particular machine, it doesn't happen very often. I've reported this to Freedom Scientific, but for whatever reason, they're not able to duplicate the problem. I have seen this on other clients' machines, so just be aware of that. If you get into the information center and for whatever reason it hangs, you may have to restart JAWS or potentially restart your computer, but just be advised of that. Let's go up to the top of the page here.
Carbonite Info Center. Info Center. Backup clickable on mouse over.
And I'm just down narrowing through this. It's an HTML style dialog.
Restore clickable on mouse over. Set options clickable on mouse over.
You see we have different options here.
Get support clickable on mouse over. About clickable on mouse over. You have 1 year 94 days.
And it tells me how long I have left in my subscription.
Left in. Link your subscription. Backup status frame. Link backup now. Your backup is up dash to dash date.
And it's telling me that my backup is up to date.
Backup last updated 14 minutes ago. 100%. Backed up : 44,921 files left parent 48.9 GB right parent.
And if it wasn't done, it would say the backup was in progress instead of 100%. It might give you some other percentage of how much it was done. It'll tell you how many files have been backed up.
Link view files.
And you can also look at these files here by this link. It'll take you to the files you've already backed up.
Link how to add or remove files.
And here's a help dialog here if you want to know how to add additional files. So we'll talk about this in a moment.
Link manage my backup settings.
You can link, this link will allow you to manage your backup settings. You have a few different options here. We'll go into these here momentarily.
Backup status frame end. Copyright 2005-20.
Okay, and we're at the bottom. So,
backup stat link manage my backup settings.
Let's go in here.
Space, manage my backup settings visited link. Backup settings. Include Carbonite's recommended default backup selections in my backup. Checkbox checked.
And by default, this will be checked.
Include Carbonite's recommended default backup selections in my backup. Checkbox checked.
And this allows Carbonite to choose its own types of files that it wishes to back up. You can override this at any time. And I'll show you how to do that here in just a bit.
Link learn more. Link view / edit backup schedule.
You can set up a backup schedule. I just let it run all the time here.
Link OK.
And that's all we got there. Let's go back.
Space OK visited link. Link view / edit backup schedule. Link learn more. Include Carbonite's recommended default backup selections in my backup. Checkbox checked. Backup settings. Visited link manage my backup settings. Link how to add or remove files.
We'll go in here just to show you this.
Space how to add or remove files visited link. Visited link manage my backup settings. Right dash click to add or remove files. Right dash click on any file or folder in Windows to add it to or remove it from your backup using the Carbonite menu. Link OK.
And I'll show you how to do that momentarily. It's a pretty easy process actually.
Right dash click right dash visited link view files. Backed up :44,009 link view files.
Let's view files here now. Let's just see what we've got backed up.
Space view files link. Carbonite backup drive / backed up files. View files. One link. Carbonite backup drive. The Carbonite backup drive shows you all the files and folders in your backup organized just as they are on your computer. Double dash click on the folder to view its contents. Right dash click on any file or folder to view restore options. To remove a file or folder from your backup, right dash click on it and select quote don't back this up quote. View files pending.
Okay, and let's have a look at this.
Same page link view files pending backup left parent 0 files right parent.
Okay, it's telling us we have no files pending.
Same page link view files pending backup left. Same page link view files pending backup left to remove a file or blank. Double dash click on blank. The Carbonite backup Carbonite backup drive.
Oh, come on.
The Carbonite backup drive shows you all the files in full Carbonite backup drive.
Okay, just trying to get my way through this dialogue here.
Tab view files pending backup left parent tab. Tab Carbonite backup drive link.
The backup drive link.
Tab, folder view, list view, not selected C:7.7G.
Okay, and you have to tab around this dialog a little bit.
Not selected C:7.7GB drive contains files or subfolders that are pending backup 29,310 1 of 7.
There's my C drive.
F colon.
There's my F drive.
F:8.9 GB drive contains files or subfolders that are pending backup 9333.2/7. G:.
There's my G drive. I have multiple drives here.
All users. Default user.
And we can go into the different users. I only have one user on this computer, which is me.
Log me in remote user. Rick.
Yeah, there you can select them. The log me in is a remote service that a buddy of mine uses to do remote support for me when I need it.
Log me in remote default use all users. G:. F:. G:.
Let's just go here.
Enter. Carbonite backup drive / backup files / G:. Audio and video folder view list view. Audio and video 32.3 GB folder contains files or subfolders that are pending backup 6278. Enter. Folder view list view. Audio books none folder contains file Amazon MP3.
And I can just go down through this list, and it will show me as I go in through here the various things that I have backed up. The restore process is similar. You go to the Carbonite backup drive in my computer, or you go to Carbonite Online if you need to restore files to another computer. The service lets you log in through the Carbonite website and will allow you to download your backed up files to any computer that you choose. Okay, let's get out of this.
Alt F4, Carbonite backup drive / backed up files, folder view Alt F4, Carbonite Info Center, view files visited link.
Okay, and we'll get out of that.
Alt F4, Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, not selected my computer.
Okay, let's talk a little bit now about how you can tell Carbonite to back up other things that it doesn't automatically back up, and how you can tell whether something has been backed up or is waiting to be backed up.
Not selected my computer 1/7 home my computer.
Let's go into my computer.
Enter. My computer folder view list view not selected 3/1/2 floppy left paren 8 folder view list DVD-RW Vista left paren archive stuff left paren F:right paren. Audio and video left paren G:right paren.
And
enter folder
here.
View list view not select audio and video enter folder view list view audio file folder 9/10/20109 Amazon MP3
and I know this is one of the sets of folders that I tell Carbonite to back up. If you hit your applications key
applications context menu O open O
we can arrow down to Carbonite
explore X search .. open and track 7-zip Carbonite sub menu C.
Okay, we have our Carbonite submenu. If we go in here,
backup up -to- date unavailable B.
The first item in the submenu will tell us the backup status. And here it's telling me that the folder is backed up and up to date. It will also tell you here if this folder is being backed up currently. If it's not told to back up at all, it'll tell you that as well. And I'll show you an example of that here in a second.
Properties .. D.
Get properties.
Don't back this up. D.
We can tell Carbonite do not back this up. And if I did that, this folder would be told not to back up.
Open folder in Carbonite backup drive .. O.
We can also open this folder up in the Carbonite backup drive to view the files that have been backed up.
Backup up -to- date unavailable. D.
Okay, and we've wrapped around.
Escape Carbonite sub menu. C. Escape leaving menus audio and video folder.
Let me show you.
Audio. Audio books.
Okay, let's do this one. I know this one's not being backed up.
Applications. Context. Explore. Search. Open and 7- Carbonite submenu. C.
Okay, we go down to Carbonite.
Folder contains files or subfolders that are pending backup unavailable. F.
Well, I don't believe that is the case.
Properties. P. Don't back this up. D. Back this up. D.
Let's look at another. I don't believe that's actually supposed to be backed up.
Escape Carbonite escape leaving menus audio and video audio junk BCT Benbova DT.
Let's see here. This is a DeckTalk folder.
Applications explore search dot open and 7- Carbonite subfolder path not selected for backup but contains backed up file left paren as right paren unavailable F.
There it's saying that it's not selected for backup but at one point in time it had some files backed up in it and Carbonite must think that they're still there. I had removed this set of folders at one point or another because I decided I didn't need Carbonite to back it up. I only have Carbonite here currently backing up things that I've purchased, like my Amazon Music and CDs that I've ripped that I've purchased. Those things are most important to me. These other things that I've downloaded aren't nearly as critical, and I just didn't want Carbonite wasting its time backing up these things that I could actually re-download again. So, if I wanted this folder to back up...
Properties dot dot dot. Don't back this up. D. Back this up. D.
Now, you see when we go down through here, you have an option that says back this up. So, if I were to hit enter on this, then this particular folder would be set up for Carbonite to back up, and then it would start backing it up.
Open folder and Carbonite backup drive dot dot dot. O. Escape Carbonite submenu. C.
Let me show you here.
Home. Escape. Home. Amazon MP3.
Go in here.
Enter. Folder. Folder view. Alice Cooper. America.
Let's go in
here. Enter. Folder view. America's greatest hits dash history. Enter. Folder. Folder view. List view. 02-INEEDYOU.MP3 5849KBMPEG layer 3 audio file 12 select.
Let's just go into the properties of this particular file, and I can show you how you can see whether or not a file has been backed up or is waiting to be backed up, and how you can tell that file type to be backed up if you want to tell it to back up something that Carbonite isn't normally backing up, say like a zip file or a RAR file, things like that it doesn't automatically do. So if I do Alt-Enter here.
Alt-Enter, 02-INEEDYOU.MP3.
Okay, I'm in the properties of this file. Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab, change dot 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 button. Alt-Shift-Tab, file name colon edit. Z-Shift-Tab, general tab.
And we'll have a Carbonite tab here that we can go to.
Carbonite tab. Tab, backup three state button checked.
Okay, I'm tabbing down into the Carbonite tab here, and it says that it is checked for backup.
Tab, backup files of this type left parent within folder selected for backup right parent three state button checked.
And it's telling me to back up files of this type here. We could change this.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, Carbonite tab. Tab, backup three state button checked.
You can change these.
Space, not checked. Space, checked.
Can't remember. I think you have to Jaws cursor here. Let me look at this real quick.
Jaws to PC. Checkmark backup files of this type left parent within folder selected for backup right parent checkbox checked. Corner backup as soon as possible checkbox not checked.
Yeah, we have a few options here that you have to Jaws cursor to. The one you just heard is you can put a priority on these types of files. You can tell it to back them up as quick as possible.
Corner backup as soon as possible checkbox not checked.
And that's not checked.
OK button cancel corner backup checkmark backup files of this type left parent checkmark backup checkbox checked. Last backed up colon 6/13/20/11/11/25/28 p.m.
And if you Jaws cursor this, you can get a little bit more information about when it was backed up.
Details group box. Last backed up colon 6/13/checkmark backup checkbox checked. Checkmark backup files of this type left parent within folder selected for backup right parent checkbox checked.
So if you say you just installed Carbonite and you went to a zip file and went into its properties, you would see this wouldn't be checked, where it says backup files of this type. And if you use your Jaws cursor, or if you're using WindowEyes, your virtual cursor, or however your particular screen reader does this, you can check that, and Carbonite will then begin to back up those types of files. Okay, let's get out of this.
PC. Escape. America's greatest hits dash history. Folder view list view. 02-INEEDYOU.MP3 5800.
Okay, I've shown you a little bit here about how to tell Carbonite to back things up, how to get the properties on what it's backing up, and a little bit of information about how the Information Center works and how you can look at your files. Let's now look at how you might go about restoring something. So let's get
folder view list view not selected Adam Sandler folder view list view not selected 31F folder view list view X.
In my computer if you're using Vista and Windows 7, if you go down through your list of drives,
DVD Vista left archives audio and volume underline volume on Carbonite backup drive,
you'll see you have the Carbonite backup drive. If we go into here.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected backup files. Chat with a support rep. Carbonite.
Okay, stop that from chattering.
Carbonite backup drive. My backup. Same page link browse the files in my backup. Link launch the restore manager.
Okay, we could launch the restore manager, but let's just keep looking at this for a moment.
View Carbonite status.
View the Carbonite status.
Same page link all backed up files left parent 44,921 files right parent. Same page link files pending backup left parent 0 files right parent help. Link visit online support center. Link chat with a support rep. Link chat with a support rep.
Okay, let's go back up to the top.
Carbonite back my backup. Same page link browse the file link launch the restore manager.
And we'll launch the restore manager.
Enter. Carbonite dash restore manager. Launch the restore manager. Three links. Carbonite dash restore manager. Restore manager online help will help you restore all your files in three easy steps. One, select Carbonite will help you choose where to restore your backed up files. If there are any files you need to access immediately, you can get those back first. Two, restore Carbonite will put your files back on your computer. This may take several hours, but you can use your computer for other things while files are restored. Three, verify check the restore summary to make sure you've restored all the files you need. Cancel. Next creator.
Okay. So this is a wizard.
Link next creator.
Man, I don't want to go too far into this, but I will click next here.
Space next creator link. Online help link. Six links. Online help 1. Select to restore. Carbonite will restore your files automatically. Carbonite has detected that all Windows user accounts in your backup match Windows user accounts on this computer. Blank. All Windows user accounts will be restored. Link learn more. Link change restore settings. Left parent advanced right parent. Link cancel. Link less back. Link next creator.
Okay, and like I said, I don't want to go too deep into this because I don't actually want to start it on something, but we'll try our next again here.
Space. Four links. Are there files you want Carbonite to restore first? Restoring all of your files may take several hours. You may select files to restore first. Radio button not checked. Yes. Let me select some files to restore first. Radio button checked. No. Restore in any order. You don't have to wait until Carbonite has finished restoring all of your files. Semicolon. As soon as a file has been restored, it's available for you to use. Cancel. Let's back next creator.
Okay, and from this point, I could tell it either to start back or restoring everything, which is the default, or I could tell it there are certain files that I want to restore first.
Link less back. Link cancel. You don't have to wait. Radio button check. No. Restore radio button not check. Space. Yes. Let me select some files to restore first. Radio button checked.
So, let me do that.
Tab. Radio button. You don't have to. Link cancel. Link less back. Link next grade space. Next grade or link. Full or partial file name colon edit. Graphic images slash help clickable. Last dash modified date clickable. Search results colon clickable 0 clickable match left parent s right parent found clickable. Link left bracket x right bracket clear search results. Select all checkbox not checked. Blank. Table with 5 columns and 1 rows. Link graphic restore slash checkmark. Link name. Link size. Link date modified. Link original location. Table end. Blank. Less enter search criteria clickable. Then select files to add to priority list below clickable.
So what we would do here is we would actually tell it to search for particular files.
Files to restore first clickable. Blank. Table with 5 columns and 1 rows. Blank. Link name. Link size. Link date mod. Link original location. Table end. Blank. Link cancel. Link less back. Link next creator. Link next creator.
Now, I know online, because I've played with the online restore, it will show you the particular drives that you have backed up and allow you to go into them and pick files to restore. The process here is a little bit different.
Blend.
And like I said, I don't want to go too far into this because I don't want it to actually start restoring anything because it'll mess things up here since these files are already here.
Link next creator. Link less back. Link cancel. Space. Carbonite Info Center. No links. Carbonite Info Center. If you exit the restore manager now, you can return to it later by double dash clicking on the Carbonite lock icon to open the Info Center. Select the quote restore files quote tab, then click quote restore all of my files quote. Are you sure you'd like to exit the restore manager now? Cancel okay. Tab. Okay. Space.
Okay.
Blank. Blank. All tab. Carbonite backup drive. Carbonite not selected backed up files 1 of 2. Not selected pending backup. Backed up files. Tab, folder tasks outline button expanded. Shift tab, folder view list view, backed up files. Backed up files 1 of 2.
Man, this is stuck.
Folder view list view, Carbonite backup drive system folder. Open the Carbonite backup drive to view, manage and restore the files in your row. Enter, folder view list view, not selected backed up files. Chat with a support same page link, Carbonite backup drive. My backup. Same page link browse the files in my backup. Link launch the restore manager. View Carbonite status. Same page link all backed up files left parent 44,921 files right parent.
Let me look at this real quick. I want to see if there's something we can do in here.
Enter all backed up files. The blank Carbonite backup for Carbonite backup drive. The Carbonite blank. Double dash click on blank to remove a file or same page link view files pending backup left parent same page link view files pending backup tab. View files pending backup left parent two files right parent same page link. Tab other places outline button expanded. Shift tab folder view list view not selected C:7.F:G:. Enter list view not audio and video. Enter folder view Amazon M enter folder view list view air supply 102 MB backup up dash to dash date 14. Applications context menu O open O explore restore restore the .. T restore R.
Okay, you can also do this. You can, if you don't want to use the wizard, you can go into the Carbonite backup drive. You can select the backed up files and you can go in there and you can find a particular file or folder and you can hit your applications key.
Restore the .. T. Do not backup D. Open O. Explore E. Restore R.
And you now have options here to restore. So this is another way you could do it if you can't, say, remember what the particular file name was. If you're just searching for individual files through the backup wizard, you don't have to do that. You can just select the backed up files in the Carbonite drive, find the one that you want to restore, hit your context key, your applications key, go through the context menu, and choose either restore or restore to.
Explore E. Restore. Restore the .. T.
And I would assume the restore to would allow you to move it somewhere, restore it to not its original place.
Do not backup D.
Okay.
Escape. Leaving menus. Carbonite backup drive / backed up files / G:. Escape.
All right. So, there you go. Another thing I will tell you about Carbonite before I wrap up here is one of their policies. When you're backing up files to Carbonite, if you remove those files off of your drive or they get deleted or lost, whatever, Carbonite gives you a 30-day grace period in which to restore those files to your computer using the restore process. If you do not start the restore process within the 30 days, Carbonite will remove those files off of its server. So you can't use Carbonite to back up your whole hard drive and then wipe it out, put some more stuff on it, and think Carbonite will start backing that up too along with what it had already backed up. It will for a certain extent of time, but after those 30 days, the original files will go away. So be advised of that. I did talk to Carbonite. I had a client that wanted to know, okay, what if I can't back up all of my, or restore all of my files in the 30-day period? And Carbonite said, once the restoration process has started, you have all the time that you want to restore those files. Your backup process is frozen until the restoration process has finished. So, just one thing I did want to clarify for those that might be curious about how that works. Okay. That is pretty much all I wanted to cover on Carbonite, and I will now take your questions. Thank you for listening to this. I hope it was educational. I hope you learned something from it, and hope you'll want to use the Carbonite backup process now. Okay, I will take your questions. Thanks.
I'm currently waiting for someone to request a question.
Okay, Ron, you're ahead of me here. I want to say, I think he's in the room, that we want to say happy birthday to our birthday boy, Rick Harmon, on Wednesday, September 28th. I didn't know that, but a little bird named John Bolia called me and tipped me off. So happy birthday, Rick. An excellent discussion. Carbonite doesn't sound that difficult, so you may not get questions. If you do not have a mic, hit F8, write your question and enter. If you do have a mic, hit F8, write the letter Q, and enter. So with that, Rick's in fact going to give me a Carbonite lesson. Let me give a commercial. He is the computer instructor for Helping Hands for the Blind, and he helps a lot. And If you want to assistance with your computer, he'll talk to you about prices that he charges. To the extent of our funding, we have a building up a trust fund to help people as well. But a lot of, you know, if a guy's working, we kind of insist that they pay their own way. And Rick will really help you. He gets me on remote and fixes everything. So, Ron, let's see if we have any questions at all here tonight.
Currently, there's three people indicating they want to do a question. Colin Gallagher is first.
Yes, is the Mac version of the Carbonite software accessible, or even is there a Mac version?
Whoop, we're not hearing you, Rick, if that was you trying to respond. So let's see if we can get Rick again here, please. See him in here. Oh, boy, we've had a technical issues tonight. Sounds like a good question, Colin. Let's see if Rick can get his mic working here.
Okay, are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir, we are. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you. We'll have to do something about those little birdies giving you messages. I had a mic problem here, but I think it's resolved now. Very good question. Yes, there is a Mac version of the Carbonite backup service, and although I've not used it personally, I do assume that it's accessible because I know another blind person that is using the service. So my guess is that, yes, it is accessible.
And Rick, one can call Carbonite support. Am I correct, or is it just contacting through the online?
Yes, you can call them, and you can also email them, I believe, and I haven't tried their little chat thing there on the backup drive. I don't know if that's accessible or not, but I know there is a contact link on the website, and yes, you can call them by phone.
Very good. Next question, Ron, please.
Okay, Hammett Campos is next.
So you were saying they only give you a month, technically, to back stuff up. This then directly means if something like, say, your house burned down or something, or your computer got stolen or whatever, that means you only have a month to get a new one, and then, well, I guess this would be more of a question for them. Then what? Because, like, computers are expensive, you know?
Well, that's something you would have to take up, I guess, with Carbonite, but you have 30 days to start a restoration process. Once you start a process, you can have an unlimited amount of time to actually start restoring. You know, I've not actually tried this, so I don't know exactly how that works, but I guess theoretically you could restore to another computer. You can transfer your license to another computer if you have another computer available. But how that exactly works with the 30 days is, I know Carbonite told me once you start, you know, you select files for restore, your backup is frozen at that point, and you have all the time you want to actually restore it. But, yeah, you'd have to have a new computer. So I don't have a real good answer there for you. You'd have to talk to Carbonite. But I do believe that, yes, you would have only 30 days to get another computer to start restoring the files to.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rick. And, you know, that seems like a short time, but if I would try to get a computer. I get withdrawals when my computer's not working, as it wasn't this morning with emails, but it worked. We worked it out. I think you're correct there. But again, you can call Hammett, Carbonite, or email them and ask them. I think that's a very good question. Okay, next question, please, Ron.
Okay, Jane is next.
Okay, Jane, you're on here. Jane, you may want to write your question. We'll give you one more try here. F8, write your question and enter, and Ron will read it in the record. We'll get an answer for you. But let's see if she wants to try it one more time to get in. Okay, let's hope she does that. Any other questions, Ron, please?
Yes, there's a couple left. Jane, I saw her online, but we didn't get any sound out of her. Next is Jerry Hogan.
I talked last week on a tech site that Carbonite now have a business account with multiple computers for almost a year, but as an individual, if you have like two or three computers, would they give you an additional discount on your personal computers for each backup? Because only go to each computer. If you say I have two or three computers, do they give you a better discount?
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I believe they do. I think I saw up on the website where if you had the home service and you had more than one computer, they would give you a discount on the service. They also give you a discount on the service if you do it for multiple years. It's $59.95 for 1 year. If you do it for 2 years, they give you something like $5 off. If you do it for 3 years, they give you, I think, $15 or $20 off. So it's not a huge discount, but yeah, I do believe I seen something up there. If you did have multiple computers, you could get some sort of a discount for that. And the business side is nice. Yeah, it backs up external drives. It backs up all the computers you have that you're paying for the service for. Its big drawback is it costs a lot of money. Even just 20 gigs a year was quite a bit when I looked on the site. And if you wanted to back up, say, 250 gigs, it's like $300 a year. So for the average home user, that's quite cost prohibitive.
That sure is. Okay, another question, Ron, please.
Marsha Moses is next.
Hi, Rick. How much gig space do you get with the $59.95 per month or per year charge, you know, for the home service? How many gigs do you get?
Great question, Marsha. On the home service for the $59 a year, you get all the space you want to back up on your internal drives only. That's the catch here, your internal drives inside of the computer only. If you have a couple of 2 terabyte external drives sitting there plugged in USB or whatever, those are not included. It will not, you won't even see a Carbonate option on any of those files on those drives. But on your internal drives on the computer, the amount is unlimited. So if you've got a couple 3 terabyte hard drives installed in there and you want to back up 6 terabytes? Hey, knock yourself out. Be aware, though, it takes a long time to back the stuff up, and it takes a long time to restore it, too. I started backing up here, and at first I backed up about 300 gigabytes, and then I decided, well, you know, if I ever go to restore this, it's going to take me forever and a day to do. So kind of rethought my strategy there, and I don't back up every single thing here. I just back up things, like I said, that I've purchased, music that I've purchased, CDs that I've purchased, things like that, that if they got lost, I wouldn't have to repurchase them over again. You know, things I download, I don't worry so much about, you know, I can get those over again. But, you know, the stuff you purchase, you certainly want backed up.
Well, that's interesting with Restore. I must have missed that. You did talk about that. I'll talk to you Thursday about that a little bit. Next question, Ron, please.
Okay, Jane asks, where does Carbonite back up its files to?
Hi, Jane, very good question. Well, Carbonite essentially requires that you have an internet connection on your computer, and the service backs up your files on the computer up to their internet servers up in the, you know, like they call the cloud these days. These files aren't backed up on your computer. They're actually uploaded to Carbonite, which is in Boston, Massachusetts, I believe. I don't know where they keep all of their servers, but so that's the whole thing about this. It keeps everything offline. So if your computer blows up or your house burns down or whatever, your files are still there safe and sound for you to restore.
And I can tell you, I had an external drive before Carbonite that had a not a mechanical issue, but it was stuck. I mean, I couldn't get the files. There was a lot of old-time radio. I love old-time radio. And I found a data recovering service, but they charge a lot of money. I did it. I won't tell you the price because you're going to think I'm mad. But these were programs I wanted. I'm a collector. Not on the level of some of the guys, but I wanted them. But it's a lot of money, and that's what got me over to Carbonite. I said, this can't happen again. And so they gave me a new external drive and loaded it up, and everything was good. But they said, fortunately, the external drive was not broken. It just, meaning it was, the files were all there, so it was easy for them. But they still charged a lot of money. Okay, Ron, next question, please.
Gary Patterson is next.
Rick, is there any facility where you can have versions of files, like file A is backed up and then you modify it, is there any way that you could go and you back up the modified version? Is there any way you could go back to your first version of the file?
Excellent question. And while I haven't done this here, and I can't tell you exactly how to do it, I did read on the Carbonite site while I was doing some research for doing this demonstration that, yes, Carbonite does have a form of version control. So if you back up multiple versions of the same file, you can retrieve those so far back. I think it says something about 90 days. But there is information up on the site about that, and yes, the answer there is yes, you can. I can't demonstrate it for you here as to how to do it, but just know that yes, you can do it.
Okay, that's good. Next question, Ron, please.
Okay, Joni Leonard is next.
Hi, Ron, and happy birthday in advance. I heard that your birthday is Wednesday. My question is a clarification that I need. So in other words, if I have stuff in, say, my documents, and I back it up on Carbonite, then I could put it in my external drive, and it would be on Carbonite and on my external. In case there was a problem with anything, I could get the things back from Carbonite. Is that correct?
Hi, Joni. Thank you. If I understand you right, no, that is not correct. If you back up something, say, from your My Documents folder up to Carbonite, and then you in turn move all of those files over to your external drive, what Carbonite is going to do then is after 90 days, it's going to see those files are not on your My Documents folder anymore, and it's going to delete them from their service. The only way that you could technically do this, and it probably doesn't make much sense to you on your end, but you would have to keep those files in the My Documents folder and have a copy of them on your external drive. But if you do anything to that My Documents folder and you leave it that way for over 30 days, then Carbonite is automatically going to delete those files so that it no longer sees.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Okay, so if she left her files for a while on My Documents and made a copy, though, didn't cut them out of there, just said moved it to external, eventually, am I clear that eventually Carbonite would get those My Document files? They would get them out, you know, she'd wait 3 months, and she'd probably be pretty safe then to delete those. Am I correct?
No, that is not correct. If you tell Carbonite to back something up on your internal drives, those copies of those files must stay there for as long as you want them. If you copy your files over to the external drive, that's fine. But once you delete them from the internal drive that Carbonite is looking at, after a 30-day period, it will then mark those files as gone, and it will remove them off of the server. So no, unfortunately, you have to keep the files on the internal drive. There's just no way to cheat it. It won't let you.
Okay. I think I have that. All right. Next question, Ron, please.
That's the end of the question so far.
Okay, well, Rick, as usual, an outstanding job. You really made us think there about Carbonite. And I thank you on behalf of Accessible. Rick is on our Tech Talk team and works very hard for us and is just great. We'll let him give a commercial on where we can hear Rick at various places. I hope he will. But I want to thank you so very much for being here. On behalf of Accessible World, and I'm going to ask Marcia to say a word, but then we want to hear where else people can hear the Rickster. Let's get a commercial in here. So, Marcia, let me give you the mic, please, for the final official word.
I'm stealing it first. Happy birthday, Rick.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, too. Happy birthday, Rick. Hope you're having a good day. And thanks so much for coming here once again. You always do a great job. And I know you'll be back, and we'll see you at the, you know, the next time. And, of course, I'm going to say right now, you can hear Rick on The Legend on Friday nights. So I'll let him go into more of that, talk about that. And thank you all for coming, and hope to see you all back here next week. And sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. Take care and have a good week.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, John. I don't have my little plug in for my commercial that the folks over at The Legend have done for me. It's really great. But yes, I'm the Rickster, and you can join me Fridays, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, over on the Worldwide Legend, and also ACB Radio Interactive, where I'll be playing your favorite pop and rock and country hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And on Saturday nights, my brand new show has started. I am taking over for the late Don Coco. He passed away a couple weeks ago, unfortunately. And I'm now doing the Saturday Night Jukebox over on the Worldwide Legend on Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern till midnight. And you name it, I'll play it. You know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, rock, pop, country, soul, you name it, comedy, whatever I have and whatever I can play, I'll definitely play it for you. It's your all-request night.
Okay, very good. And we're officially done this week. This room is yours. You can stay all night and talk. We're delighted. We thank you for coming. Next week, the accessible Kindle 3. And that ought to be interesting. There's been a lot of discussion about Kindle. So we thank you for coming, and this is all for this evening.